This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
The Chosen TV series, if you haven't already heard of it, you've got to check it out. It is one of the most successful crowdfunded TV series ever. And it follows the life of Jesus and his followers, his disciples. And it's in its fourth season now. So the season four premiere was last week in London. A very glitzy event. But what they're doing, it's such a success. It's so popular, is that they're actually going to be screening the first two episodes of season four at Irish cinemas on the 1st of February. Very cool, because St. Bridget's Day here. And ahead of its release, our very own Victoria Johnson met with the cast. She was at the premiere, which was last Monday, and she had some exclusive sit-down interviews with the cast. One interview was with Shahar Isaac, who plays Simon Peter. She also interviewed Noah James, who plays Andrew, and then she spoke about their characters and how they've evolved and all that sort of stuff. But here's her conversation with Jonathan Roumie, who plays Jesus in The Chosen.
So we're entering into season four. But for the Irish audience, just take us back to season one and what it was like really stepping into the role of Jesus.
It was quite sensational in that, you know, there was nothing like it that I'd ever done before. And the excitement of sort of getting the band together, initially getting the initial disciples, the calling of the initial disciples, for me, it was just an exciting time to kick off this whole journey.
And then entering into season four, what side of Jesus are we going to see, and what has that process been like for you?
I think we're going to see a lot more of the man of sorrows. We're going to see a lot more of the pain that he endures as he gets closer to the cross. And that's kind of generated by people from all different, you know, areas of his life. His own disciples, there's infighting, there's tension, there's the religious authorities, there's the Roman authorities. So I think, and then there's, of course, the inevitability of what's to come in the story time in just a few weeks' time. So I think all of that tends to build pretty quickly in season four.
Yeah, and then just in terms of you personally, is there a pressure or responsibility, or does it just feel like a privilege?
I think all of the above. I feel less pressure now than I did initially. I feel that I've settled into this place that God has kind of carved out for me to tell this story and to play this character. And it's been a privilege from the beginning, and will be a privilege long after I finish the series.
Yeah, and personally for me, getting to see it on the big screen, it's just amazing when the final touches go in, the music, and all that extra process. What's it like for you getting to watch it back?
It's it's kind of fascinating because you have an idea when you're making it what it might look like, and then to see it with all of the elements together, it just kind of blows you away. There's so much artistry that goes into making a TV show and a film, and this TV show that is essentially a film for the run of this particular season when it arrives in theaters first. It's just so exciting to see it up on the big screen because it's a story that's meant to be seen, you know, communally. It's meant to be seen in an epic scope, you know, in an epic scale, like on a giant cinema screen. So I'm excited for people to see it in theaters.
Yeah, and then in terms of, I suppose, what it means to people, it's life-changing content. It's positive, uplifting. What does that mean to you as well in a world where there's can be a lot of negative media?
I think it's an opportunity to choose the alternative than what's out there already. I think people are, especially with what's going on in the world and the state of the world today, people need examples of hope, stories of hope and encouragement. And Jesus is the ultimate hope and encouragement. And so I think to kind of be able to find well-told stories that are captivating and compelling, I think give people courage and encouragement.
And finally, you have Irish roots, I believe. Is County Monaghan correct? Please just give us a little insight as to that, because we have to ask.
My mother's from Monaghan, yeah. And so I have a passport, my Irish passport as well. So, I'm proud to be a part of the Irish heritage.
And have you been to Ireland before?
Oh, yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a couple of years now. The last time I was there, I was playing with a bar band, and we traveled around the Midlands and Dublin and a few other places. But I had it on my list to head over there last year, and some complications came up, and so I'm hoping, God willing, next year or maybe later this year, I hope to get back there.
Super. Well, in the meantime, we'll see you on the big screen in Ireland. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Victoria Johnson talking to Jonathan Roumie, who plays Jesus in The Chosen. Season 4 is going to be live in Irish cinemas, the first episodes 1 and 2 this Thursday, which is going to be in Irish cinemas, as I say, and then after that you can stream it. If you don't watch The Chosen already, I highly recommend it. It is for people of all faiths and none. It's just a really high-end, fantastic production. For me, it just really puts the humanity, you just really see the human side of Jesus and of the disciples, and it helps me in my own faith just connect with him. But I think whether you have no faith, it's compelling, really high-end, well-made TV that I highly recommend.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.